The Secrets of the Afterlife by Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 1. Welcome, beloved. The Lord took me to hell for 351 days and to heaven for 40 days. On that day in prayer when I fell for the first time in a trance, I was breathing since I was not dead. They tried hard to wake me up. But it was not possible. Since I was working with pastors, they understood that the Lord was working with me. And whenever I fell into unconsciousness, these men of God work on keeping my body in a private room. Welcome, brothers and sisters, I'm Pastor Aston Mbaya from the Church of Sacred Chapel in Congo. Brother, no one preached the gospel to me. I was in the bar with my friend drinking alcohol, when suddenly I heard the voice of God calling me. I was stunned. I said, I am not a Christian. But why is this God interested in me? I resisted the voice of God. And I said, I am not serving any God. But it was on that day that things changed completely. I gave my life to Christ. I was ordained by a man of God who trained me in the things of God. It is in that church that I serve God. It is the Lord who commissioned me to render the testimony of things I saw that I'm going to talk about. Actually, this encounter began one day while I was praying at night. As I kept praying, I saw a light. When I wanted to check who switched on the bulb above that I turned off not long ago. It is then I saw a light that was intense. It was 100 times greater than the sun. I could not watch this light and I fell on the ground into a coma. This experience was not a death experience since I was breathing. It was a trance since I was raptured in the spirit and I left my body as I collapsed on the ground. Immediately I heard a voice in the middle of a light that called me by my name and said, Aston, my son, you have been chosen by God to be a witness of things you are about to see. You will tell the world about secrets that I will show you and you will tell them that hell is real. Whoever will refuse to follow my way will fall into that horrendous place. I was in a coma. But when I stood up from the floor, I saw that I was standing. However, my body was still lying on the floor. I was wondering what was happening to me. I was unable to touch physical things. I mean, I could not even touch my body, for there is no bond between the living and the dead. I was troubled. But whenever I tried to touch things, my hand was going through the material and physical things. The people that were sleeping in my room could not see my spirit. When I tried to open the door, I saw that my body went through the steel door. And I wondered. In fact, I had all my senses, my intellect, my memory, and my will, yet I could not touch anything. I was really troubled by all these phenomena. And I began to run around the neighborhood and I was shouting for help. I went to my pastor's place and I tried to talk to him, but he could not see and hear me. I went to my brothers, but they could not see me. I went to the street shouting to my neighbors, I'm Prophet Adam, come and see what is happening to me. But no one could hear me. Whenever I saw the living in the street, I tried to tell them about what was happening to me, for I was really troubled and restless. However, no one could hear me since I was in another dimension. I kept shouting to people to come and see what was happening to me. As I was moving in the street, I began to realize that I was moving at great speed in comparison to the people who were alive. It was when I saw a man going through me that I began to come to the realization that I was dead. Brother, I saw that this man was in the same situation as me. He was troubled and in despair, and he was crying, talking to himself and asking, why have you people buried my body? I am still alive. The man was crying bitterly. I continued to move around the city. And I began to see more people who are running around crying like me. They were all complaining that their families had buried their bodies. Brother, these people that I saw in the street were actually the dead. They were wandering spirits, for they were dead and their souls were wandering the earth. I was also a wandering spirit like them. I realized that I was in the world of the dead like these wandering spirits. It was when I reached the 18th street of the National Boulevard of the city that I met a late Christian singer who was notorious in the country. This servant of God was known and popular. When I met Brother Charles Mamba, I saw that he was dressed in shorts, and his shirt was torn. When I saw him, I was stunned because he was a popular singer. Yet I saw that he was crying and saying, why have these people buried my body? I am alive. In fact, this singer was dead and he became a wandering spirit moving around the earth. Like all the dead that I was encountering in the street, I tried to tell him to stop so that we can talk, but he was so troubled, he went away in confusion. Then I got to a popular church in the city. This church was not of God, for I saw demons in this church trying to capture my soul. Quickly I ran away from them in fear. As I continued to move to the city, I found myself in another part of the capital. I saw a group of people walking, they were naked. When I looked again, I saw that these people that were naked had horns on their heads. There was a demon leading these witches. He was dressed in black. I saw that the demon that was the leader of these wizards was carrying pots containing human blood. It was evident that I was actually in the spirit world, seeing what normal men cannot see. I saw that these naked wizards were dragging a man that was tied up over the body. This captive was also bound on the neck with a chain like a dog. This captive soul was dragged like a dog in the street and he was moving on four legs. I heard him saying, "Oh, my wife, you are a Christian. Rise up and pray for me, your husband. These people have captured my soul and they are taking my soul to destruction. Please, my wife, I don't go to church like you. But please wake up and pray for me. I beg you, the mother of my children. Bad things are happening to me." These wizards replied to this captive, "Keep quiet and shut up. Your wife is not coming." As these horned people were dragging this man, I told them, "Now you're going to stop this. What are you doing to this man? You got to release this captive." Quickly their leader, who also had horns, looked at me and he looked at these wizards and said to his servants, "Let's ignore him. We must move on." This demon and the witches ignored me and they moved on dragging this captive with them. As they moved forward, I decided to follow them. I was telling them, "You can release this man." We traveled to a place that was like a compound. In the end, I saw these demons hanging this man on a piece of wood. They butchered his body and they shared his flesh, and I saw them consuming his flesh and they devoured his whole body. When I saw this horrendous scene, I feared and I ran away for fear of being devoured by these demons. As I was moving, I saw people doing satanic and diabolic rituals in the middle of the boulevard, in churches, in the public places, on the top of the trees. Some people were doing incantation. Souls of the dead were wandering here and there. I ran away and ended up in the general hospital. When I got inside the hospital, I saw two kinds of people. I mean, I saw the living and the dead moving in the hospital. I saw physical beings and spiritual beings. When I went into the intensive care unit, I saw a doctor telling a group of nurses, "Our patient is dead." When the doctor spoke that way, I saw the dead patient sitting on the bed beside her body. And this woman was telling the doctor, "I am here sitting on the bed. Why are you saying that I am dead? Can't you see me?" As this patient was trying to talk to these nurses, I said to the doctor, "You are making a mistake. She is not dead. She is alive. Can't you see her?" Then I said to the young woman, "Tell them that you are alive. You are not dead." The young woman told me, "I have been telling them that I am alive. I think they're ignoring me and they don't want to hear me." Then I saw the doctor informing her family that she was dead and the family began to cry. I tried to tell this family that their daughter is not dead, but they could not hear me. The woman began to talk to her family to tell them that she was alive, but they could not hear her. Finally, this young woman told me, "We are no longer in the world of the living anymore. We are in the afterlife, we have to go." This woman held my hand, led me to a morgue at the hospital, where I saw many people who had their hand on their cheek reflecting and they seemed to be sad. We asked one of them, "Why are you sitting here very sad?" He said, "I had an accident and I was brought here in this hospital. But the doctor declared me dead. I told my family that I was not dead, but they ignored me. And they went on to bury my body. Since I have no place to go, I dwell here." The second man told us, "I was sick and I was brought here and I died. That is why I am here." Beloved, I want to tell you that the spiritual world is real and the physical world is just as real as the realities of the unseen world. There is a physical world and there is a spiritual world populated with spirit beings. I saw all these souls in the mortuary and they were complaining that their bodies were buried and they were stuck here, and they are waiting for their time. When I was about to leave this hospital, I wanted to open the door. Quickly, I saw that my hand went through the door and I crossed the door. When I wanted to walk the street, I saw that I was crossing and penetrating the walls of houses. I was able to pass through the walls of houses, and I saw people seated and sleeping in their houses. I was effectively a spirit without the body crossing the walls of many houses. I saw whatever was happening inside people's houses, but no one could see me. I was moving at great speed. And then I found myself around our local cemetery. When I got to this cemetery, I saw a group of people coming out of the cemetery, yet it was late in the night. I saw that these people had spiritual and immaterial bodies instead of physical bodies. These people that were coming out of the cemetery were not ordinary humans. I was watching when I saw a man that sat on a chair at the gate of the cemetery with a book that seems like a registration book on his table. I saw that these entities that were coming out of a cemetery stood in the queue before this man in order to sign in his registration book before leaving the cemetery. These demons of the cemetery were about to come out in order to operate in the physical world. Beforehand, they had to register their names in the book before leaving the cemetery. When the first entity signed in the book, I saw him coming out of the cemetery to the middle of the street. I was watching this spirit. I saw that he took the sand from the ground and he splashed the sand in the air. Quickly I saw this demon entering inside the sand and turning into a physical man. I saw that this demon was dressed in the human body thanks to the sand he had splashed into the air. And he had become a human since he now had the appearance of a human. The second entity that came out of the cemetery did the same process of splashing the sand in the air, and he also became a physical human being. However, I saw that this entity had become a very beautiful woman with a lot of hair. She was wearing tight clothes and holding a bag like an earthly woman. I saw this woman that was a demon walking the street in the night when suddenly a driver that was passing stopped his car in order to make an advance to her, not knowing that she was a demon, not a human being. In the meantime, these demons kept coming out of the cemetery and they were taking human shape and becoming physical. I saw one of these entities leaving the cemetery with a photo of a dead man that he took from a grave. I saw this demon entering the photo of a dead person. Immediately he took the appearance of the person in the photo and he was exactly like the man in the photo. I was scared of this terrible phenomenon. In the meantime, many more demons were coming out of the cemetery to operate in our world and I decided to run away. After moving away from this place, I arrived in another borough of the capital. Though it was a late night, to my surprise, I saw that there was a market with a lot of people buying and selling. I said to myself, there is never a market in this place during the day and in the physical world. And where are all these people coming from? Brother, this was a huge market full of people. I decided to leave. When I was leaving this market of witches and evil spirits, I saw a group of people coming towards the market. They had cotton in their ears and their noses. I saw that they were removing these cotton from their noses and ears, and they were happy to join the market. I was in wonder and I continued to run. I was crying and saying, "What is happening to me?" I ran all night over the city. I saw celebrities and popular people who were already dead. Their souls were wandering the city. These people were no longer physical, for their bodies were already buried, but they had their senses, their memories, and reason just like me. After running all over the city, I was so tired that I prayed. I said, "Lord, if only I ever serve you, please save me." When I did this prayer, quickly a light came down from heaven. And I heard a voice in this light that came to me. The voice told me, "My son, fear not, for you are chosen by God to be a witness of things that you will see. And we will travel to hell so that you can tell the world that hell is real, the judgment is real, and the satanic power is real. Those who reject my ways will fall to that frightening place called hell. There is grace for the living to be saved. But there is no more chance for those who are dead." The Lord took my hand and said, "We must now travel," and he took me to a high mountain where there were two chairs. I saw that the Lord was wearing a white garment and a golden belt having the inscription of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. On his crown, it was written, "The Lord Jesus Christ." His body was transparent and golden. I could see him in all dimensions. The Lord was not white or black, but gold and shining. There was blood in the holes of his hand. The Lord showed me the earth that was in darkness. He asked me, "My son, what are you seeing?" I said, "I am not seeing anything." He then pulled a white stone from his garment and put it on my eyes. It was then I was able to see the nations of the world. I saw men and animals. I saw the minds of men and the hearts of men. I saw many people going to the cemetery to bury their loved ones. But I saw the souls of their loved ones above the coffin following them. These people that were dead were trying to talk to their loved ones, in order to tell them they are alive, but the living could not enter and communicate among the souls of men that were dead and wandering the earth. I saw a man that had died on the earth. I saw that this man had chains over his body. There were chains on his neck, legs, and feet, and I saw people that were dressed in black. These people were dragging this man that was bound in chains like a dog. I said, "Lord, why are these men dragging this individual like an animal?" I asked Jesus, "Are you seeing what is happening to that man?" The Lord said, "This man was wicked in his life and he never gave back to people what he owed them. When he died, he was chained and dragged by these demons of death." Then the Lord took me in the past to show me a traffic accident that had happened in our city. I saw a bus moving on the boulevard. As the bus was moving, I saw an angel of death. He was dressed in black, and he pushed the bus that was moving in the boulevard. As a result, this bus collided with another car and there was an accident. When I saw this accident, I said, "Lord, I watched this accident in the past on the national television." The Lord said, "My son, I brought you back in the past so that you can see what happened on that day of the accident. When this accident happened, I saw the souls of the dead around this bus complaining about their deaths. These people had the shape of their bodies that had received blunt force trauma in the accident. They had the shape of torn and mangled bodies because of the accident." Jesus said, "These people did not give their lives to God. That is why they are complaining. You're going to tell the people of the world that there are only two universes after death, which is hell and the paradise of God. These are the destinations of the people. The Lord said, on the earth, the wicked and the saint live together. But after death, the wicked will be led to the abode of the dead and the saint will dwell in the paradise of God. There is no middle ground. When the souls of the dead were watching their bodies in this accident, I saw an infernal vehicle of hell with 12 unclean spirits inside. The demons inside this vehicle of hell were dressed in gray, and they had black crowns. I saw that they had pots of blood with them. Inside this vehicle, I could hear secular music of the earth playing. I heard the leader of these demons ordering them to collect human blood in their pots and to capture the souls of these people that were dead. These demons came from a world of Satan that function with human blood, and wherever human blood was spilled on the earth they come to collect it. When they collect human blood, people's lives get shortened. These demons often travel to different hospitals to collect blood, for the hospital is a place of blood supply. This vehicle was releasing a diabolic and cursed energy. When the infernal vehicle landed on the site of the accident, I saw these demons with their pots, collecting human blood that was spilled in this bus. They took some souls and left behind other souls. The Lord said, those who are left by these demons are people that had died before the time set by God. Those who died in the will of God as planned were taken to the abode of the dead. When people die before their time, they will wander the earth until they reach the time set by God. This is why there are so many wandering spirits on the earth. They cannot go to the abode of the dead until they reach the number of years that God gave them. The Lord previously said that there are five major kingdoms of Satan. The first is the kingdom ruled by the code 333, which is the dimension of maliciousness, jealousy, rancor, and evil-heartedness. This is the kingdom whose people have a bad heart. They don't like their friends to prosper. They reject their friends' promotion. They feel pain when other people have a breakthrough. They envy other people's positions. These people have the mark 333 on their forehead because they are influenced by demons of wickedness and evil heart of the 333 kingdom. When these people that have the mark 333 die, they will go to hell and will be captured by demons of the 333 kingdom. There is also the 555 kingdom that produces the plate 555. These properties of Satan give demons legality. This kingdom of Satan is for household items and food, for they control the food, clothing, and the plants we use on the earth. Most of the food people eat in the world is not food. Often companies sign pacts with demons who multiplied food that they produced so that they can supply the world with their food. These demons are from the 555 kingdom. They go to the cemetery and collect the bodies of the dead and they transform them into canned meat and processed meat that we eat. These productions happen from September to February. They turn human parts to chicken. People who sell food and clothes sign covenants with demons of the 555 kingdom because they deal with food. The other kingdom of Satan is the one ruled by the code 666. They deal with the world system, the trend and the pleasure of this world. The second beast required all the people, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark 666 on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he has the mark 666. The other kingdom of Satan is the 777 kingdom, that is the kingdom of domination and power. Most politicians work with demons of this kingdom. Even pastors that aspire to have big churches and crowds work with this kingdom. There is also the kingdom of Satan of code 999. This is the kingdom that deals with inventions and technology such as Apple, Android, new media. I remember when the Lord took me to the world of Satan, I saw plasma TV. The Lord said this technology of plasma TV was used in the world of Satan 3,000 years ago. It is because it is outdated that they sent it to the earth. Whatever technology humanity is using today was in trend in the world of Satan hundreds of years ago.